Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. We have a great short for you today. Mike Sando of The Athletic joining us to talk to us about QB Betrayal Index. Already sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it? Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I love doing methodology pods whenever we get the chance to, especially something so interesting like this. And Lamar Jackson, obviously, this year having an MVT type season again. The defense, not so much. Talk about your QB Betrayal Index and how you put that together.
Yeah, so really over the last maybe 10 or 15 years, you know, I've kind of been inching closer towards this contextualizing quarterback performance. And what I realized, you know, 10 years ago, I started looking at things like this. Hey, what are quarterback one-loss records if the other team only scores under 17 points? Well, it's 90%. What are your Alex Smith or Tom Brady, right? It's just everybody. If you make that bar low enough, everybody gets over it, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody wins a shutout, put it that way, right? In extreme measure. So then I was looking at things like, okay, what's your record if the other team scores 17 to 20 or 21 to 24? And I realized if the other team scored over about 24 points, like almost nobody won. Brady had a pretty good record. You know, the top quarterbacks had good records. But for the most part, it really fell off, even for guys that were Pro Bowlers, just didn't win. So now we get a little bit more advanced as time goes on, and now you know, EPA has kind of been mainstream. So we can actually write about it. I can refer to EPA in my columns and I don't lose everybody. I might lose some people, but that to me has opened up the world of, okay, the EPA on offense, defense, and special teams basically add up to the score differential in a game for the most part. So we can now see, contextualize how well Are the components that the quarterback controls and don't control performing? So I put defense and special teams EPA into one bucket, and basically EPA. Do I need to explain, or do would you like?
No,
to
no.
Explain
it's the basic EPA? Our everyone listeners knows. Are very aware.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So okay. So that now we start looking at like, hey, what percent of the games are won when your defense special teams EPA are negative, just below average, and it's a low percentage. I'd have to look in the story exactly what it was. It's a low percentage of games. Now, to get this index, what I did is I said, okay, let's look at all the quarterbacks this season that have started at least five games. There's 34 of them. I like 34 because there's 32 teams. I think in our minds, we can kind of, if you're number 32 or number one, we kind of know what that is. So I like that number of 34 quarterbacks. So we get those 34 quarterbacks and we rank them 1 to 34 by their quarterback EPA, meaning what's the EPA on their pass plays, their scrambles, their rushes. We can get a number. Lamar would be number one in the league this year. You'd be number one. Now, we also take for every one of those guys' starts, what was their defense special teams EPA per game? And we rank that 1 to 34. Okay? So now we have two numbers. Lamar Jackson, number one out of 34 in quarterback EPA. And then among those 34 quarterbacks, his defense special teams per game in those starts is 33rd. So we got these two numbers, number one and 33. If we do that for every quarterback, we get two numbers. We calculate the difference between those numbers for all of them. And then what we find is Lamar's number one quarterback ranking and his number 32 defense special teams component, which he doesn't control, makes him a minus 31. If we go all the way to the other end and Caleb Williams is whatever, number 33 of the 34 in quarterback EPA, and let's just say number five, I'm making it up, he's top five defense special teams, Bears defense special teams been good. He's actually betraying his defense and special teams.
Gotcha.
But Lamar's the most betrayed guy. And so we do that for every guy. And at the edges, at the edges is always where the fun information is. In the middle,
yeah,
it's not that interesting.
So he's doing a little bit better than what the defense has allowed and whatnot. So this reminds me of a couple of things. I don't know if you read Bill James many years ago, but Bill James introduced something for pitchers on how many runs they were scored by their offense and what their record was. And you know, if you're scored two runs, you have a really, really bad record. And Sandy Koufax, over his 5-year period of dominance, won 3 of 4 games when the Dodgers scored him one run. This is incredible.
That's unbelievable. See, I love that. That's to me contextualizing wins. Yeah. We always hear wins isn't a quarterback stat. It is if you know how to look at it. I mean, we just have to be fair to the quarterbacks.
So one more question about this is: you are looking at quarterback EPA per play as opposed to defensive EPA per play. So you did really try and contextualize it for the quarterback as opposed to offense minus defense, which is still offensive betrayal. It could be looked at in a different
way. Well, I used to do offense, so when I first started doing the quarterback betrayal, I think I did it in 2022. I did use offense EPA. But then what I found is I've kind of gotten more into like parsing the MVP race and stuff. I did boil it down to more the quarterback EPA. And in some cases, they obviously correlate a lot. But it's just a little bit more of a specific way to do it. And then the key is create a ranking. That's the key. You have to be able to compare them to each other. So once you do that, you can measure the two things. I think if you start getting into how many plays the guy's on the field or, you know, you can lose what we're looking for, right?
Okay. I would agree with that. Mike, you're a Hall of Fame voter, right? Are you an MVP voter on an annual basis? Oh, fantastic.
I am, yeah.
So this you're somebody we really want to talk to from Baltimore, because we think a lot of the value, I do anyway, a lot of the value of Lamar Jackson is lost in the fact that he lifts all other boats. So for example, and something to make a very interesting stat, is compare the success rates of running backs who play with Lamar.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
PFR Jackson. For instance, the success rate, the PFR success rate that uses the old Football Outsiders notion of how many yards towards the sticks do you gain and are you keeping up with it? The all-time leader in that statistic, which they've been keeping for 30 years now, is Gus Edwards. And that's all Lamar Jackson. He's played, you know, played every game of his career pretty well, not quite, but most of the games.
Well, flip it around, though. Wouldn't you want to be measuring it from a quarterback standpoint? What quarterback influences it the most?
Oh, sure. No, that's what I'm saying. And so as an MVP voter, I kind of feel Aaron Schatz was the lone guy who didn't vote for Lamar last year for the MVP vote. And I've, you know, I had a little bit of back and forth with him, and that's not a lot. But to ask him, you know, how much do you consider how he's improving the other players on the field and try and get that? Because I think that is completely lost within things like the PFF scoring for him or other things. I mean, it's just, you know, all other
runners. I think it's a great point. It's a great point that's hard to measure, but should be measured. It should be measured. Now, in terms of if you look at my column, my Monday column, the Pick Six column I do at The Athletic every week, I did have a section on all of the MVPs since 2000, including running backs, through 10 games. And what was the EPA at their position, not what you're talking about. But so Lamar this year, I think, is 127 EPA on quarterback plays. His 2019 year, he's 127.2. Last year, he's 8.2.
Wow.
Last year, he's 8.2.
And that's an aggregation of that EPA. So he's done it in only 10 games this year, is what you're saying.
No, he's exactly where he was through 10 games. It was 10 games.
Oh, gotcha.
So what I'm saying is, if you look at if you put a bar graph and you have a bar for each year of MVP through 10 games since 2000, you're going to see ups and downs. And what I'm saying is by far the lowest EPA through 10 games for any of them, including running backs and quarterbacks, was Lamar in 2023. Now he finished better. It's a total outlier. This year for him is ninth among all MVPs through 10 games since 2000. And it's about tied virtually with 2019, the same. But it's not also the component you're measuring is excellent. It doesn't take that into account. Let's just say when Marshall Faulk was the MVP, we have a hard time saying what his value is to that offense because he's so different from other running backs in terms of how he plays, even beyond scrimmage yards, just how you have to defend him probably, right?
Yeah.
Lamar, though, you probably could measure that, the impact on the running back, because it makes so much sense because the defense is worried about him as a runner.
There you go.
Yeah.
As one other player to account for on the field. I mean, I have also made the point that I think he helps the defense too. And I know there's talk out there that it doesn't really help so much to reduce defensive play count by having a quarterback who can, grind out first downs, particularly the 2019 Lamar, who did it a lot with very big snap count wins. But I think actually whatever analysis is being done on that, I haven't inspected it closely, but I think we're losing things in the countercurrents of causality that doesn't.
Yeah. I love this because the Chiefs are now in this world where they're limiting they're on the field a lot, right? The really long drives. That's an interesting component of that. So you think there's not evidence for the offense possessing the ball a lot, helping the defense?
No, I think people claim that. I say there is, and it's one of these things where the countercurrents of causality are hiding things. So, for example, there may be several effects, and they may be going in different directions, but the single effect.
See, I'm with you. I think that the other thing that frustrates me is, like, I love EPA. I mean, I worship at the shrine of it. I think it's better than any other stuff, but it doesn't capture the value of the run game. Almost every rushing play is a loss compared to what we think a pass would have given. But I always say it's like, we're most productive when we're awake, but you can't be awake 24 hours, right? I mean, you wouldn't be your most productive. You would die. Yeah. So where's that balance and how do we measure that? To me, the run game has real value. I wrote about this on Monday too. Like, why is Joe Burrow 1-10 in games when they're down by 1 to 8 points and he takes over possession with 8 to 1 minutes left in the game when he's the number one EPA per play guy in that situation? And he scores at a higher percentage of touchdown drives than even Mahomes.
Right.
So why would you lose all the games? And I did this with Rodgers a few years ago, too. There's something not being captured in how the games are won. And I think with a team like Cincinnati, they don't run the ball. Like they don't control the game late in the game. And I think in some way, And what do you think of that?
Well, you're right, first of all, but there's a problem with EPA. My general problem with EPA is this, that teams play for EPA in the first half is the way I call it. But in the second half, they play heavily for WPA. So WPA is often in conflict with EPA because your choice is to control pace in the second half. And that's where I think some of it falls apart. And it's very hard to separate out the plays you should count for EPA versus the plays you shouldn't. For running, for example. Because when the other team knows the run's coming, they're pretty good at stopping.
But you still may be justified to do it because you're bleeding their timeouts late in the game, and you'd be a fool to throw the ball. You'll take a zero gain in some of those situations. And we saw that with the Bengals against the Ravens. What are they doing letting Lamar keep the two timeouts, right? Even at the end of both halves, they were preserving more time than they probably should have been to win the game, even though EPA maybe said you should pass.
Right on the money, I'm sure, Mike. Really appreciate you coming on the show for a brief talk here. Tell folks where they can either follow you on Twitter or X or read your stuff. Yeah.
So Sando NFL on X, and then at The Athletic for sure. You can download the app or find me there, and I usually post links to my stuff on X as well. But I'm glad we discovered each other, because I love the type of conversation I've already had with you is different than with 99% of people. So I really appreciate it, and I'll be paying attention to what you do.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thanks for coming on again, and we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Thank you.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.